Well, our story begins with Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Corporal Austin Anderson and Corporals Cody Salpietra on patrol on December the 12th. They responded to a call from the Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office about a truck and Desalmans that had stopped and had fresh game in the bed. The agents responded to the scene. They found Harley Walker Jr. to be in possession of an antler deer, two rabbits, and four wild hogs. Hope he had a sharp knife. Well, it didn't matter anyway, because the agents seized the wild game and donated it to a local charity. Walker Jr. fessed up to harvesting the wild game from Port Sulphur with a 17-caliber rifle, which is illegally too small for hunting deer. You have to have at least a 22-caliber center fire, not a 22 rim fire or anything smaller. Now, on top of that, he didn't bother to have any hunting licenses. So, for hunting deer using illegal methods, which is the small caliber rifle, hunting without a basic hunting license, hunting without a deer license, failing to tag the deer, and failing to comply with harvest card requirements, now facing maximum criminal fines of up to $1,900 plus another $884 civil restitution for the payback value of the illegal deer and rabbits, plus possible 60 days in jail, is 46-year old enough to know better, Harley J. Walker Jr. of Raceland, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Yeah, you know, 17 caliber. I guess maybe, but you know, I was told I've never shot. I don't own a 17 caliber. Don't hunt with one. Don't shoot with one, because it's pretty much limited to a varmint or a squirrel gun, small game. But I thought maybe he went with a light caliber because it wouldn't make as much noise since he was hunting at night. But I'm told that a 17 caliber makes more noise than some of the larger caliber rifles. Anybody have any experience with 17 calibers as far as sound? Text me, 504-260-1870 is our text line. I got a text back in from my buddy Rick, who's up there in Kentucky right now, and I was thinking that we had been hunting together at least 20 years. He tells me it was 33 years ago we went on our first turkey hunt at the Old Six, and we're still doing it together now. And, boy, how time flies when you're having fun. And believe me, turkey hunting is very much fun. All right, got some other texts coming in. Let's see. We got another update on the Captain Mickey show out of Houston. They took Captain Mickey off, and they put a show called Bite Me on. That's from Alton in Kentwood. What is Bite Me? I don't know what that show's all about. Is it a fishing show or something else? All right, we also have an update on rainbow trout fishing. This is Big E from Thibodeau. He caught seven rainbows at the Bayou Sports Complex in Houma. Nice day, using a black rooster tail. He gave them to the other fishermen. Too many bones for me. Yeah, I know what you mean. They are bony fish, but it's pretty good meat. Now, he also did well fishing the bank, and here's another place, Point Ashen. You go down there, and he caught a 20-inch red, two 14-inch speckled trout, and three sheephead. He cleaned them and gave them to his little sister. Very nice of you. Big E from Thibodeau, one of our regular listeners, and does a lot of bank fishing, and successfully, too, by the way. All right, we come back after this. We're going to catch up with Ryan Lambert. Let's see if we can get him to give us a recap on how his duck season went down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge and what that less than 2-foot river level means for fishing down there. We'll be back with Ryan right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.